for the freedom you fought for and the flag you stood for the country we cherish and the people we love, for the bravery you showed and the fortitude you held, for the days of dedication and the nights of devotion, for the miles you walked and the skills you learned, for the months of training and the years of service, for the memories you carry of the battles you saw, for the legacy of your courage and the honor you deserve. When our nation needed you most, you answered the call. A deep and unshakable sense of allegiance and responsibility. You were bold, you did not hesitate, and you did not walk away. You were gone for holidays and anniversaries and birthdays, because while we were living in peace and freedom, you were fighting for it. Thank you is not enough. We can't repay you, but we will promise to remember. You are the reason we can sing the land of the free and the home of the brave. You are the heroes among us. You are not forgotten. You are the veterans. We remember your courage, we honor your sacrifice, and we thank you today.
Good morning, church. I'm Gerald Hatfield.
And I'm Nancy Hatfield.
Back in 1988, when we put our first budget as a married couple together, we knew that we wanted to be proportional givers to the church. That first year, we were not tithers. Matter of fact, we were a long way from being tithers, but we did pledge a percentage of our earnings to God. As the years went by, and we realized how blessed we were by God and the fellowship of Christ Church, we increased our percentage of giving, and the more we increased our giving, the more blessed we were. Now, when I mention blessing, I mean not just in a financial way, although we did realize that kind of blessing, but also the blessings of great church relationships, good health, and spiritual growth. Now, eventually, we were able to grow our giving to the tithe level of 10% of our earnings, and the blessings continued to flow. We urge you to prayerfully consider your gift to Christ Church as you complete your estimate of giving card for 2023 so as to further our mission of making disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world.
We want to leave you with a verse from Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Thank you, Christ Church.
Our scripture today comes from Matthew chapter 6. Jesus is teaching, and it begins with verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. Do they not sow and reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them? Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not that much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, hello, Christ Church. I'm so glad to have you join us today for online worship. Say hello to other friends who are joining us in the chat. We have had an exciting time looking at the transformed life during these past 40 days. 6 weeks ago, we began our study by discussing the importance of commitment. Now we have an opportunity to make some commitments today. Post commitment in the chat. We began this series with the idea of commitment as a means of priming the pump so God's living water will start to flow. And we've talked about prayers, presence, gifts, and service. And today we're going to celebrate and turn in stewardship 2023 cards and connect involvement forms on which we've indicated personal specific commitments in these areas. Commitment is very important. No one would actually begin working for a company unless the paperwork indicated that the agreement had been processed. Marriage is the same way. Suppose someone proposes to you and you say yes, you have your agreement, but if sometime before the marriage ceremony, one of you says, wait, I'm not ready to get married, well, then you don't have a commitment. You have the intention, but no true resolve and promise. You wouldn't begin a marriage that way, would you? By the same token, today is Stewardship Sunday. It's a day for making commitments about how we're going to allow God to use us through prayer, attendance, giving, service, and witness. As we prepare to return our Stewardship 2023 cards and our Connect involvement forms, and you can find them on the website too, I want us to remember that we make a commitment because God has first made a commitment to us. We are not initiating this commitment. God has already done that through Jesus. That infamous passage, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." The psalmist David said in Psalm 105:8, "He always stands by his covenant, the commitment he made to 1,000 generations." When God makes a commitment, he stands by it. Today we have an opportunity to commit to our own church and respond to the covenant that God has made with us in ways that indicates how we choose to experience the transformed life. I want to say a couple of things about what this means. God expects us to be committed to him. He sent his Son into the world with the expectation that we would respond. We don't have to respond. We could choose to reject God's covenant, but God really expects us to respond and receive it. Let me suggest five things detailing what that kind of commitment means. First of all, commitment involves establishing priorities. We're assured in Matthew 6:32 and 33, your heavenly Father will give you all you need from day to day if you live for him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. Perhaps some are wondering, well, could I make a commitment of a tithe or more? Remember this, you can't possibly outgive God. The more you give to him, the more he's going to give back. Or maybe God is calling you to serve in some specific area, and you might be questioning, can I do that? Remember this, God never calls us to serve unless he also supplies everything that we need to be a good steward of that responsibility. You might be considering a bold commitment for church attendance next year or a commitment for pray. God will make a way and provide. You make these things a priority and God will provide everything you need to carry them out. Second, commitment involves sacrifice. Post sacrifice in the chat. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the great Lutheran pastor who was executed by the Nazis during World War II, talked about the problem of the church extending what he called cheap grace. It's when we want something that doesn't cost us much. Real commitment, however, involves sacrifice. Jesus said in Luke 9:23, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must put aside your selfish ambition, shoulder your cross daily, and follow me." If you try to keep your life for yourself, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, he says, you will find true life. You see, if we try to save things for ourselves, we actually lose them. But if we're willing to lose ourselves in a commitment with our prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness, then we'll discover how much of the transformed life we can experience. Commitment involves sacrifice, but that shouldn't discourage us. Jesus never asked, "What's it going to cost?" Jesus responded as his Father led him. And we can ask God our Father to lead us too. Third, commitment involves planning ahead and looking to the future as members of a local church. The local church is the greatest kingdom institution in the world today. Jesus created it. I believe it's the means by which God's work is going to be done. Now, to make God's work a reality, we have to plan ahead. Commitment helps us to plan both individually and corporately. The Connect form helps my church plan how to do ministry by knowing where I'm going to serve. How can the church know what kind of ministry it can do if we don't commit to serving in specific areas? Planning ahead allows us to know where we're going. But committing doesn't just benefit the church. I think you realize by now that it also benefits us. How can God push back the financial limits we set unless we make some commitments? God will open the windows of opportunities whenever we respond by making financial commitments or commitments to pray. But I'll give you a fair warning. Be careful what you pray for. God might just answer it, double it, triple it, or quadruple it. God will provide everything that's necessary for us to follow through when we follow his direction and how he wants us to make that commitment. It helps to plan ahead. Fourth, obviously, commitment involves making some choices. We have to choose what's really important. Every Sunday morning when we get up, we're going to make a choice as to whether or not we'll attend worship. If we've already made a commitment to be in worship, say 48 times during the year, in person or online, then we don't really have to make that choice when we get up in the morning. If we make a commitment to tithe and give gifts when your income comes in, you already know what your commitment involves. So make some good choices. I can tell you this about committing specifically now. A year from now, where you are in the growth of your Christian faith will be related to how bold your commitments are today, because every choice has a consequence. The sixth chapter of Romans, verse 16 says, "Don't you realize that whatever you choose to obey becomes your master? You can choose sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to what? Obey God and receive his approval." You're going to be making some choices with your stewardship card and your Connect involvement form. They provide a great opportunity for individuals, couples, students, husband and wives, whole families to step out in faith with God. Fifth, commitment also means finishing the task, staying the course. Paul encourages us to persevere when he says in 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race and I have remained faithful, and now the prize awaits me. Earlier, he wrote in 2 Timothy 2:11, this saying is true. If we die with him, we will also live with him. If we endure hardship, we will reign with him. Commitment ensures that we grow in our Christian faith. The combined expression of these commitments is a vital part of taking the steps necessary to move us towards perfection. John Wesley encouraged his Methodist followers to go on to perfection. Obviously, no one can achieve total perfection, but that's the direction in which we're moving. We're growing in the Christian faith, and our church is giving us an opportunity through this series on commitment and the transformed life to make a bold move toward perfection, toward becoming better disciples of Jesus Christ by becoming more like him. So commitment involves establishing priorities, sacrifice, and planning ahead. It involves making choices and then staying the course. It's what God expects of us. There's another side to all of this. God expects us to be committed to each other. Post each other in the chat. If the local church is to be the greatest force for good that God intends, we need to be a team. Commitment helps us to join hands together, encouraging and offering accountability as we're told to do in 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Encourage each other and build each other up. And then in Romans 15:7, accept each other just as Christ has accepted you. In the church, everybody is different. Again, turn to your neighbor at home and say, you really are different. No one shares the same interests or the same gifts, but we are a team when the whole group comes together and each person is able to use his or her resources and gifts in an area of interest to them. When that happens, the church will come together as a solid unit. No more spiritual obesity for anyone. We're told in the 12th chapter of Romans, verse 10, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Our congregation is going to be so much stronger. We're going to reach out in new and exciting ways. People are going to come into relationships with Jesus Christ like never before. Our youth and our children are going to continue to be growing in discipleship if we are responsible to our commitments of prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness. We're committed to each other. Let me conclude by saying that God rewards commitment. Throughout the Bible, we see that when we're faithful, God rewards our commitment. That's why the transformed life becomes yours when you really make the commitment and then open up to receive. Peter said to Jesus, we have left our homes and followed you. And Jesus replied in Luke 18:28, and I assure you, everyone who has given up house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God will be repaid many times over in this life, as well as receiving eternal life in the world to come. Wow! Whatever commitment you make, God is going to multiply your rewards, not only on this earth, but for all eternity. Later in 1 Peter 3:14, the apostle said, take heart, for even if you suffer for what is right, God will reward you for it. So don't be afraid and don't worry. I challenge you today to just say, God, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to pray? How do you want me to attend? How do you want me to give of my financial resources? How and where do you want me to serve, to share my witness? I can promise you that God will reward you 100 times over. Talk about treasures. If I said, hey, I've got a valuable treasure that I want to give to you, everybody would want it, right? What's being offered from God's word today is far more valuable than monetary treasure. It's life. It's the abundant life with a capital L. And it involves not only this life, but all of eternity. It's a deeper relationship with God, with your spouse, your children, your parents, your friends, your church. It's freedom from fear, it's financial blessings and the peace that passes understanding. In short, what's being offered is the more that you've been thirsty for, the more that is far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, Ephesians 3:20. What a great day to be a part of a local church. What a great day to have an opportunity to make your stewardship commitment, to volunteer for service in the life of the church, to make a renewed commitment concerning attendance and prayer and witness. Remember this, God will reward us in the same measure of any commitment that we make. Amen? Amen. Hey, let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, amazing Lord, we thank you for the privilege of this love relationship with you. You've poured out your life that we might know you in spirit and in truth. And so now we love you back. We respond with commitments of prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness, expressions of gratitude and commitment in our journey of following you, of following in your footsteps. In Jesus' name, his mighty name, we've prayed. And everyone said, amen, amen. Hey, if you want to visit with me about the message again, I'd love to hear from you. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, send them to us. We do want to hear from you. We want to pray for you. And yes, thank you for your gifts of generosity. Your ongoing gifts are helping us right now to care for and reach new people for Jesus. You can go online. You can use the app or the website anytime. Be sure to take advantage of our discipleship opportunities. Find all the information you need on our website, cumctulsa.com. Again, you can make your Stewardship 2023 decisions there and find a Connect service form there too. Remember this, we make our stewardship and discipleship commitments to Jesus because he first committed to us. Oh, how he loves you and me. Give joyfully back to Jesus your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness.
A baby born in a manger, sent by God to save us all. Come and experience the wonder of Christmas.
Hey, Lisa, guess what?
What?
What do you call two birds that are stuck together?
I don't know.
Velcros.
Join the Christ Church Explorers for Friendsgiving. On Wednesday, November 16th at 11:30 a.m., we'll gather to give thanks to God for our blessings and share a wonderful meal of pulled pork. Bring a side to share and enjoy the music of the New Tulsans, a well-loved Southern Gospel quartet. There's no cost for the event. Sign up in the Connect Center.
On November 14th at 6 p.m. in the sanctuary, there will be a meeting to further explore the discernment process and to ask questions about it. At this point, our Holy Conversations team will have met twice, but won't be ready to discuss the options just yet. We have come humbly before God in prayer as an entire congregation and are giving the study team time to collect all possible information. Our discussion will be focused on the process, praying together, and trusting in the God who provides.
The Hurting Parents Support Group will be meeting today at 5 p.m. Parenting is never easy. This monthly group provides resources for parents of adult children. Contact Kathy Feist or Jill Prey for more information on how to participate.
As always, you can find all this information and more on our website, cumctulsa.com.